The Ghana Conference of Religions for Peace has resolved to ensure that the unity and peace the country is enjoying continue even after the burial of Professor Mills. They say the late President Mills' death should remind politicians of the need to engage in decent political campaigning. A member of the conference and head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Morvi Wahab Adam, said this at an emergency meeting of the
responsibility to promote peace.
This is an umbrella organization for all the religious communities in this country. We have been meeting together, deliberating on matters concerning the nation, appealing to the people of the country to stay united and to stay peaceful. We have done it in many, many cases. This is not the time to recount them all. But we felt that as a religious organization in this country that always appeals to people to remain calm, rely on the Almighty and build a prosperous and strong nation, we can actually turn this calamity into something which we might describe as a blessing. And that is why I appeal to the people of this country that despite the shock occasion, we must congratulate ourselves and thank the Almighty for the peaceful transition.
An international evangelist, Dr. Lawrence Tete, believes the group will adopt more proactive measures to resolve differences among political actors.
The peace we are talking about will not be a struggle at all. I am so, so impressed and thankful to God for your life. And I must say, I thank God I can call you my brother. Amen. When we got to view the president today and a few people heard about what we are about to do here, I was quite impressed with the way people responded. We thank God that we as a people have found a need to come together. And if this can follow on, Ghana will be better than it is today.
An international evangelist, Dr. Lawrence Tete, ending that report by Issa Shaibu and Yaya Kwamwa.